So this past week's Pasha was Pasha's Balak. And in Pasha's Balak, the beginning of the Pasha is a bit difficult to understand. Balak sends messengers to Bilam that he should come and curse Bnei Yisrael. So Hashem appears to Bilam during the night, and Hashem asks Bilam, "Mi anoshim ha'elim? Who are these people with you?" And Bilam answers, "These are people that Balak sent to me, that I should come curse Bnei Yisrael." So Hashem tells Bilam, "Loisei lechimam, don't go with them. Do not curse the nation, because he is blessed." So, Balak thinking that the reason Bilam didn't come is because he wasn't honored enough by the level of messengers that he sent. So Balak sends. So Balak sends more respected messengers to Balak. He should come curse Bnei Yisrael. So Balak says to the messengers, stay overnight and we'll see what Hashem says about this. And here Hashem comes to Bilam at night and he says, if the people came to call you, kum lechim itam, go, get up and go with them. So, what happened here? Just before Hashem told Bilam not to go. So why, Hashem doesn't change his mind. So what happened that Hashem decided that it was appropriate for Bilam to go? And then, if that's not difficult enough, it says that Bilam woke up in the morning and saddled his donkey, and he went with the ministers of Moav. It says Hashem was angry that he was going. And what's going on here? Either he was allowed to go or he wasn't allowed to go. First Hashem tells him not to go, then Hashem tells him to go, and when he does go, Hashem gets angry with him. So what is going on over here? It's very interesting, Rashi, in the beginning of the Pasha, where Rashi comment on the pasuk Vayechu Ziknei Moav Ziknei Midian Uksamim Biyadam. It says that the elders of Moav and the elders of Midian went to Bilam with Ksamim in their hands. Ksamim meaning witchcraft. So Rashi says on the words of Ksamim Biyadam, says Rashi, Kesem Hazeh Natlu Yadam. They took this specific sign with them. This sign the elders of Midian took with them. Amru, they said, if Bilam will come with us this time, yesh bei mamish, then there is something to it. And literally, yesh bei mamish means there's tangibility to it. Im yidchenu, if he'll push us off, ein bei tayalas, then there is no advantage. The Fikach, therefore, Kisha Omar Lohem, when Bilam told them, Linu Paya Laila, stay here overnight, Amru, they said, Ein Bo Tikva. They said, there is no hope. So, Rashi here changes the language twice, meaning he uses three different type of languages in referring to Bilam. It seems that Rashi's trying to say is that they have this sign with them, that if he comes with us, when we ask him to come with us, then there is something to it. Meaning we can assume that this is going to work. If he pushes us off, then it's not going to work. So then, once he told them that they should stay overnight, they figured that he's just pushing them off. So they said, right, so there's nothing to it. That was the sign. But Rashi here doesn't. Rashi's saying something deeper. Rashi says, if he comes with us, yesh by mamish, then there is tangibility to it. If he pushes us off, ein boy tayelas. Rashi doesn't say ein boy mamish. Rashi says ein boy tayelas. Again, if he comes, then yesh by mamish. If he does, if he pushes us off, then ein boy tayelas. Then there is no advantage. So Rashi changed here from the word mamish to the word tayelas. And then, if that's not enough, Rashi says the fika. Therefore, kisham alhamlinu payalayla. When he said stay here overnight. Amru, they said, ein boy tikva. They said there is no hope. They didn't say ein boy mamish. They didn't say ein boy tayelas. They said ein boy tikva. There is no hope. So Rashi uses three different languages here, which all seem to mean the same thing. One is mamish, the other one is tayelas, and the third one is tikva. Mamish meaning tangibility, tayelas meaning advantage, and tikva meaning hope. So what is Rashi telling us here? And I believe that there's a very, very important message over here for our Avodas Hashem. And that is the importance of good beginnings. The Hasidish Sforim say on the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach that talks about the mitzvah of challah. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk says, Mereshis Arisai Seichem, Titnu Lashem Trumah Ladarei Seichem. From the first of your dough, you should give to Hashem you should separate for Hashem, which is the mitzvah of challah. The Chassidish Sforim say that the word arisa seichem, besides meaning your dough, can also mean a bed. As it says in the pasuk by Oig Melech HaBashem, arisosoi eretz barzel. Eretz means a bed. The pasuk is telling us that your first thought, Mereishis Arisai Seichem, your first thought in the morning, Titnu Hashem Truma, give it to Hashem. Meaning, since everything is dependent on how it begins, really everything follows the beginning. Therefore, see to it that your first thought in the morning, as soon as you wake up in your bed, should be given to Hashem. The first thought a person has in the morning should be, this day is going to be, today I'm going to serve Hashem. I'm waking up, l'avoydes avoyda, to serve the Rabbi Nishalela. If once that is the first thought of the entire day will be a follow-up on that first thought. And that applies to all areas of our life. Everything depends on how it started off. That's why we're so careful about the chinuch we give our children. The chinuch is the beginning of a child's life. The more we invest in the chinuch of our children, that is how their entire life is going to shape. Everything follows the beginning. Of course, a person has the ability to change. A person has the ability to do tshuva, but on a natural level, everything follows how it all started. And if things start right, then the natural course is that everything that follows will follow in the same vein. So that's why the Chassidish Sforim say it's very important that a person starts their day with a good machshav. And the same applies to every time a person has any hisiris. When a person is inspired, when a person is motivated, the person needs to take action immediately. Person needs to put that inspiration into action. The person has to put those feelings of motivation into action immediately. The person can't afford to push it off. Because even though the person might do it later, even though they push it off, they might do it later, it won't be done with that same zerizus, with that same oomph and enthusiasm as it is done with the initial inspiration. And I believe that this was the kesem, this was the sign that the Zikne Midian took with them. They said like this, our sign is going to be, if when we come to Bilam, and we explain to him the necessity to curse Bnei Yisrael, and Bilam will be inspired. If he comes immediately, as soon as he's inspired to curse Bnei Yisrael, then we know yesh by mamish. We know that that is something that is going to have tangibility. That is something that's going to have its full potential. Im yidchenu, but if he pushes us off, ein boy tayalas, it's not going to have an advantage. Meaning, it's yesh by mamish, it's still going to have tangibility. But Eboy Teyelis, it's not going to have that same advantage as it would have had it been done with the initial zrizas, with the initial enthusiasm that it would have had he done it immediately. But if he pushes us off until tomorrow, then not only does it not have an advantage, it's never going to happen. Eboy Tikva, there's no hope. And we have to learn that same sign applies to our Avodas Hashem. Because if we act immediately upon our being inspired, that is something that is going to have its full potential. It's going to have its full tangibility. It's going to be done with the appropriate enthusiasm. And everything that follows will be drawn after that initial enthusiasm. However, if we push it off, although we might end up doing it, but ein boy tayalis, it doesn't have that same advantage as it would have had we done it immediately when we were inspired. Whether it's Torah when we're inspired to start learning, whether it's avoda we're inspired to daven with more kavana or to daven with a minyan. Or whether it's Gemilas Chasadim, we were inspired to give to a certain cause. If we would take action immediately, the act would take root, since it was done with emotion, it was done with feeling. It would take root. If we push it off, although we might end up doing it, it's not going to have that same advantage. Ein boy tayalis. Could be yesh by mamish, but ein boy tayalis. If we push it off till tomorrow, then ain't by tikva. Then there's no hope. And that is the klipa of Amalek. Amalek is always there every time we're inspired, every time we're motivated. Amalek is there to push it off. He wants us to push good things off, to procrastinate. That's why it says by the Milchama of Amalek in Parshas Beshalach, Moshe said to Yeshua, Lech hilochem ba'amalek mochar. Go wage war with Amalek tomorrow. Meaning the Amalek that always says machar. The Amalek that is always telling us to do things, to do the good things tomorrow. Wage war with that Amalek, the Amalek that pushes everything off till tomorrow. And that's why Amalek is called Reishis Goyim Amalek. They are the nation that battles Rashis. It is the nation that battles good beginnings. Because good beginnings are so important. Good beginnings make a tremendous difference. And Amalek wants those beginnings to be lazy beginnings. Because he wants everything that follows to be lazy. A person that sets their alarm clock to wake up in the morning and to go to daven or to learn before davening. And the alarm clock rings in the morning and the person wakes up immediately and he's misgaber kari, he overcomes his natural desire to go back to sleep. And he gets up and goes to daven, goes to learn. The entire day that follows will be a day of zrizus. But if the person hits that snooze button, even if the snooze button is going to wake him up 5 minutes later, that was Amalek. Amalek is there to tell him, Machar. Rashis goyim Amalek. Start off the day with pushing things off. As soon as the day starts with yidchenu, with pushing things off, ein boy toyeles, the entire day will follow suit. Nothing will be done, and it's bodekaminus, it's something that is been proven. The entire day will follow suit, that it will be a day that ein boy toyeles. You might do things, but it's not going to have that same advantage as you have you gotten up with that the first time. And actually, in this parsha, the Bilam praises Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says, Hen am kilovi yakum v'chari yisnasa. Behold, a nation that rises like a lion and lifts themselves like a lion. And Rashi says, k'shen oimdim shinosam shachris, when they wake up in the morning, he misgavrim kilovi v'chari, they overcome their natural desire to sleep like a lion. Lachtov is a mitzvah, to grab the mitzvahs. Lilbash tzitzis, to put on tzitzis, the kriya shema, to read shema, laniach tefillin, to put on tefillin. That is Klal Yisrael's koyach, that we are racious. Yisrael nikru racious. We understand the importance of beginnings, and therefore we have to make sure that our beginnings are done with its full potential. It should be yesh boy mamish and yesh boy tiyalas. If you look into the parsha, when Balak initially sends messengers to Bilam, he uses the word ata. Va'ata l'cho na'or al Yisrael amazan, now come and curse for me this nation. Meaning, Bilam, act immediately. Do so with the full enthusiasm and excitement as soon as you're inspired. And when Hashem comes to Bilam and says, who are these people? Bilam repeats this word. Balak ben Tzippor, Melech Moav sholech elai. Balak ben Tzippor, the king of Moav sent to me. Hine o'ama yoytze b'mitzrayim yechasas einoret. Behold this nation that came out of Mitzrayim. Ato l'cho kavali oizai. Now come and curse him. Hashem says, nah. You can't go if you're going with that approach of ato, with the full enthusiasm. With the initial inspiration, you can't go curse them, because a curse as such will have its full potential. The second time they came back to him, Now Balak doesn't use the word ata. Balak says, don't withhold from coming to me. Okay, that's a different thing. Don't, Balak is not saying come with the full enthusiasm, just don't hold back. Once Hashem heard that, Hashem said, okay, now you can go. Because a curse as such, a curse that's given without the enthusiasm, without the initial inspiration, is not going to have a tielas anyway. It's not going to have any advantage anyway. The problem is that Balak woke up in the morning and immediately harnessed, immediately saddled his own donkey. But and he woke up early in the morning. He wanted to do this with Zrizus. Bilam, although Balak didn't ask, at the second time Balak didn't ask for him to do it with the full Zrizus, Bilam on his own wanted to do it with the full Zrizus. So then Hashem was angry. I never agreed to that type of klala. I only agreed to a klala that wasn't done with the full Zrizus. If you're doing it with the full Zrizus, that's not something I agreed to. So the message here is we have to realize the importance of beginnings. We have to realize the importance of taking action immediately as soon as we're inspired. We can't afford to push important things off. That is Amalek. What? Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I'm getting there. I thought we had a Shalom Zocher this past week, so I suggested that perhaps this is the inyan of a Shalom Zocher. The Siddur Shel Shabbos. The Siddur Shel Shabbos brings a Zohar, that the Zohar says that the reason why the Torah HaKadosh says that a Mila should take place on the eighth day, that a bris should take place on the eighth day, is that before the bris, that the baby should have a Shabbos. That's the reason. So within every 8 days, there's always a Shabbos. So that's why, the Zohar says, that's why the Torah says the bris should be 8 days, in order that every child should have a Shabbos first before going into the bris. So the Siddur Shel Shabbos asks that sometimes it will come out that the child doesn't have a full Shabbos before the bris. For example, if the child is born Shabbos afternoon, right before the Shkia, right, the bris will be on the next Shabbos morning. So, in essence, all the child had was a Friday night. It didn't have a full Shabbos. Had the Torah said the bris should be on the ninth day, then that would have guaranteed that the child would have a full Shabbos before having a bris. So the Siddur Shel Shabbos has his own approach. Why the most important element of the Shabbos that is relevant to a child is the Friday night. He has his own approach, but I'd like to suggest that the message that the Torah HaKadosh wants to give us here is the importance of beginnings. Meaning, the Mila is the mitzvah that is designated for the beginning of the life of a Jewish boy. Meaning the entire life of this Jewish boy all the mitzvahs that he does are going to follow this mitzvah of Bris Mila. This is the first mitzvah that is performed in a Jewish child. So the Torah wanted to emphasize the importance of beginnings. Therefore, the Torah HaKadosh said, according to the Zohar, that you should only make the bris after a Friday night. Specifically after a Friday night. Why after a Friday night? We have a mitzvah on Friday night. Of Zochores Yom HaShabbos LeKadshoi. And Chazal say, Zachreyu Alayayin, Kadshayu B'chnisasai. Right? We are to, this mitzvah is to sanctify the Shabbos as it enters. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush and to sanctify the Shabbos as it enters. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. Why? Because if you sanctify the Shabbos as it enters, your entire Shabbos is going to be a different Shabbos. It's going to be a Shabbos that you are going to appreciate a lot more than had you not sanctified it as it entered. Shabbos is Kodesh without us sanctifying it anyway. Nevertheless, the Torah gave us a mitzvah that we should sanctify it as it enters, because the entire Shabbos and the entire week that follows is going to be dependent on the on how you sanctify the Shabbos as it entered. Kadshehu b'chnisasai. That is the message that is very important for parents to know as they are going to bring their child into the bris milah. Kadshehu b'chnisasai. Sanctify the child as he enters the world. Sanctify him by the bris milah, so that his entire life that follows will be a life of Kedusha. And that's why we wish the child by the bris, Kishem shenichnas the bris. Just like he entered the bris. He entered the bris with this sense of sanctifying his life. Ken yikones, le Torah, le chupa, le masam tovim. All of his entries, all of his beginnings in life, the beginning to Torah, the beginning to Chuppah, the beginning to Mazam Tovim, should all be done with this sense of Kedusha. Because everything that follows will be dependent on how it began. And if I may go into Hanukkah a little bit over here, we find that by the Gezeira of the Yevanim, they wanted to nullify three specific mitzvahs. Shabbos, Chodesh, they wanted to nullify our ability to sanctify the new month, and Milah. They didn't want to allow us to circumcise our children. Why specifically these three mitzvahs? According to what we're saying, these three mitzvahs are mitzvahs of beginnings. Shabbos is the beginning of the week. And as we mentioned, Kadshehu b'chnisasai, sanctify it as it enters. The whole week is going to follow how a person conducted themselves on Shabbos. The Rebbein Shalom gave us Shabbos Kodesh, so that should be, it's not the end of the week, it's the beginning of the week. This is how the entire next week is going to follow. Depending on how we conducted ourselves on this holy day that the Rebbein Shalom gave us as a beginning to the week. Chodesh is how, Rosh Chodesh is the day that we begin the month. The month will depend on how we conducted ourselves on its beginning. And then Milah, as we said before, is the beginning of the life of every Jewish boy. The Yevanim, understanding how important beginnings are and how everything depends on the beginning, wanted to nullify these three mitzvahs, because they knew that if once they take away the beginnings, they have us. We're in their hands. It is specifically on Chanukah that we have this mitzvah of lighting the Neiros Chanukah as a zecher to a miracle. Right? That Hashem made a miracle that Shemen, that there was only enough oil for one day, and meanwhile it lasted for 8 days. Why 8 days? Chazal tell us, because it took 8 days to make new pure oil. So the Chiddush HaRim asks, we know that there's a halacha of tumah hutra b'tzibur. If there is no pure oil, you're allowed to use impure oil. So why was it necessary for Hashem Yisbarach to make a nace, to make a miracle that one flask of oil that only had enough for 1 day should burn for 8 days? Why couldn't we just use the tamei oil? Says the Chiddush HaRim that since this was the chinuch of the menorah, we were inaugurating, it was the beginning of the menorah, beginnings can't be done b'di'avad. Beginnings have to be done correctly. Since this was the beginning, it had to be done with pure oil. The importance of beginnings. Beginnings are essential. Beginnings are so important. We can't afford to allow these opportunities to go by. The opportunities, every time we have is utters, every time we have an inspiration to act upon them. Because if we push it off, although we might do it, but aim by tayelas, it doesn't have that same advantage. So the Eibush help with the koyach of good beginnings, that we should be able to be moicha the reishis goyim amalek, and we should be zoicha to the time when the Rabbeinu Shlom will redeem us. Hengo alti eschem achris kereishis. Hashem will redeem us when our achris looks like our reishis. May we be zeichet to that time. Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.